This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. The state funeral for former President George H.W. Bush concluded, and now his casket is being flown back to Houston, Texas, for a second and final service Thursday. His son, the 45th U.S. President George W. Bush, eulogized his dad.
Last Friday, when I was told he had minutes to live, I called him. The guy answered the phone, said I think he can hear you, but he hadn't said anything for most of the day. I said, Dad, I love you, and you've been a wonderful father. And the last words he would ever say on earth were, I love you too.
All the living U.S. presidents attended the services at the National Cathedral, as well as other world dignitaries. AP correspondent Jackie Quinn tells us that a court filing in the Russia investigation states that U.S. President Trump's former national security advisor should be spared prison time because he provided much information to Robert Mueller's team and likely inspired others to cooperate.
A sentencing document says Michael Flynn's early cooperation was particularly valuable because of his long-term and first-hand insight. He's pleaded guilty to false statements to the FBI regarding his interactions with Russia's then ambassador to the U.S. about sanctions. But prosecutors say it's troublesome that he was involved in deception given his long military and government career.
That's the AP's Jackie Quinn reporting. A new report from Amnesty International says that Iran is guilty of crimes against humanity for covering up the mass executions of at least 5,000 political prisoners 30 years ago. The human rights group wants the United Nations to open an inquiry into the killings and disappearances in 1988, which targeted supporters of Iranian opposition groups. Many families still don't know what happened to their loved ones since those disappearances. This is VOA News.